Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's baseball season, and our next guest's minor league team and its ballpark are celebrating 20 years in the upstate this year. But what's more is that they are also celebrating 20 years of directly related economic growth. Jeff Brown is president of the Greenville Drive baseball team, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be with you.
Now, share with us a brief history and overview of the team and the park.
Yeah, so the Greenville Drive, we're celebrating 20 years this year, which is it's been an incredible journey for us as an organization and a family. We're in the industry of minor league baseball, so we're a high A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. We play in a mini replica of Fenway Park in downtown Greenville, Floor Field. But this is about so much more than baseball. You know, really putting the ballpark and the organization at the center of our community and really the whole upstate community, and kind of being a force for impact and for good in whatever way we can. So baseball is our business, but really community is what we do more than anything.
And now, where did the name of the team come from?
We actually did a kind of a fan vote early on in the drive's kind of history, and the name itself, the word drive, literally, obviously, you've got, you know, the Southeast as this emerging kind of hub for automotive activity and manufacturing, and, you know, advanced manufacturing and engineering and the like. So you had the literal name of the word drive, but then you also had, there's this kind of intrinsic spirit of the community of kind of collaboration and never giving up and working together and kind of the inherent drive of entrepreneurism. It took a little while for it to stick early on, but it's really become part of the kind of the DNA of the community in a lot of ways.
Talk about how the team and the park is involved with the business community, which has certainly grown during the 20 years.
Yeah, well, that's really been, you know, neat for us. I mean, our business more than anything is really built on relationships and partnerships, and whether that's with community organizations, you know, season ticket holders, or the corporate community. You know, we were really embraced early on by our corporate partners and, you know, supported and believed in, you know, more than anything. And, you know, when you think about, you know, we have 66 drive home games a year, baseball games, we've got about 30 college and high school games that we host here. And then we have a whole kind of separate West End events at Floor Field, year-round events business that hosts, you know, 120, 130 just community events here outside of baseball games. When you think about the activity and the foot traffic and the people and the eyeballs that are coming through the ballpark each year, it's significant. So we work with our partners, our corporate partners, as this is really a multimedia platform for them, putting their brand on display, kind of helping them with HR issues, helping them with PR. We put together holistic programs in that regard, and I've worked with pretty much every kind of major organization in the upstate.
Just the arrival of the field there, the park, and the development that followed, it was really a transformation of the West End part of town. There wasn't really much there.
Yeah, no, I mean, the development in Greenville had started, but it didn't go past Falls Park and Liberty Bridge at that point. The vision was for the ballpark to bring some energy and some life to the West End, which was a harder hit area of town at that point. You know, really kind of be built on public-private collaboration and partnership and the like, and encourage more traffic, more activity, more investment. And I mean, to see what's happened in 20 years, though, it's exceeded everybody's expectations. It's been, you know, it's really been incredible.
Well, walk us through the challenges in running a minor league baseball team.
Yeah, I mean, I think like any organization, there aren't challenges that are unique to us. It's really like any business. You know, we're always trying to stay relevant. You know, there is something happening here at the ballpark kind of almost every day of the year. So whether it's our community events or our baseball games or the like, you're always needing to kind of add new experiences, keep the experience fresh and something that, you know, the whole community can be proud of. You know, personnel is always a hard challenge too, because our schedule can be a bit daunting for some folks when you think, you know, operating during the day, but then you have to actually operate the events and the games at night. So making sure your people are, you know, taken care of and invested in and, you know, aligned with what we're trying to do in the community and the like. So, I mean, our challenges, I've worked elsewhere too, and there aren't any unique challenges to us. It's the same that any kind of larger organization would face when it comes to kind of operations and people and the like.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and good luck on your season this year.
No, I appreciate the time, Mike. Thank you.
Jeff Brown is president of the Greenville Drive baseball team. He spoke to us from Greenville. We will have a link to the team's webpage posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.